This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Learn something about the world by taking a quiz. I'm always up for embarrassing myself on national radio. Our quizmaster is Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Hit me with it.
So the question today for you and our listeners is that we're going to take a tour d'horizon on gold.
Gold.
How much gold has ever been produced in history? Is it the equivalent of the volume of the Great Pyramid of Gizeh, of the Empire State Building here in New York, of the Beijing Olympic Stadium, or D, about the size of two Olympic-sized swimming pools?
All right. So pyramid would be a lot. The Empire State Building would be a lot, but not as much. Beijing Stadium, a little less. And then if I think you're trying to fake me out with the size of this, I'm going to go with the Great Pyramid of Gizeh.
That is way off. That pyramid has 86 million cubic feet and far less gold produced.
But we've been producing gold for a long time. It's true that we tend to recycle it. I am aware of that. You melt it down, turn it into something else. But gold has been the thing for millennia.
And 85% of all gold ever produced is still around. So it's pretty amazing. But it doesn't even fill up the Pyramid of Gizeh.
How about the Beijing Stadium?
Beijing Stadium is actually the largest enclosed space around the world, so it's even larger than the pyramids of Gizeh. So,
no, it's not.
Yes, yes. And the reason why it's in here is because the Chinese are now, since 2007, the largest producer of gold. Before then, since the 1880s, it had always been South Africa.
So, Stefan, you're saying that if I took all the gold ever produced in human history, I could shape it into a one-to-one life-size model of the Empire State Building?
That would be great, but it's still way, way off. But obviously the right answer is
two Olympic-sized pools.
These are data provided by the London-based World Gold Council. So they would have an interest, one assumes, to aggrandize the facts or, depending on it, to keep it small so that gold is more precious. But
all right.
Anyway, not a lot.
Swimming in gold. Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist, thank you for digging up these numbers.
Good to have been with you.